Rolling through a Thursday at 9:47. That means it's time for the Twitter question. Each and every day at this time, Shane Going, American Coach of the Year. A little early in the season for it. What's the method to the madness?
Me striking while the iron was hot and the shocker.
Fair enough.
For you. Yep.
I think that there are two coaches that are very good arguments.
Yeah. Now, as whatever you think about Frank Haith, he did.
He's there.
He did help them to a tri-championship last year when they were, I want to say they were picked to finish like eighth or ninth or something garbage like that. And so they end up going 13-5 along with two other teams. That was last year, of course. And a Tulsa team that, you know, returned Brandon Rochelle, who is all AAC first team selection this year. Elijah Joyner, the guy that cut the Shocker's hearts out down at Tulsa last year with that shot, he's back. Ugbo back. They had plenty of parts coming back. And they were only picked to finish one spot above Wichita State. They were picked to finish sixth this year. So I just want to point that out.
And they have beaten Houston.
Yeah, they got Houston. Right.
So let's give credit where it's due. I think that he and Isaac Brown would be the two choices.
Well, Frank Haith is getting 1.2% of the vote. Not surprisingly, but he at least deserved to be on the list. And, yes, Wichita State has beaten them twice, but to your point, they have beaten Houston. No one else has done that yet.
Yeah. And Wichita State's the only team that's beaten Tulsa.
Right. So and the Shockers, of course, picked to finish seventh, are sitting in second right now. So Isaac Brown is getting 89.5% of the vote for premature AAC Coach of the Year.
I think Ron may have voted in that poll.
Probably. Yeah, I hope so. Or found someone to do it for him. Told all of his friends and retweeted it probably. Kelvin Sampson, 9% of the vote so far. So here's the thing. Good thing or bad thing that SMU game got postponed Sunday? I think it's a good thing for Wichita State. Since we're being in a weird year and games are stopping and starting, assuming Shocker full health, I think it's better that game is postponed ahead of the Memphis trip a week from today. It's just me, though.
I could go either way on it. Could probably be persuaded either way. How's SMU playing right now? How distracted are they? I think Wichita State's playing good basketball, and I think that there's something to be said for building upon performances, and Wichita State has started to do that. Now, there's a difference between winning games in a row and building on your performances while winning games in a row. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, there's degrees in there.
And there are degrees, but I think that Wichita State is starting to build upon wins a little bit now. And that's different than just beating people up. And they played some lesser opponents. And I mean, they're essentially 6-3. Their record says they're 8-3.
Yeah.
But they're essentially 6-3. And for the purposes of polls and strength of schedule and this, that, and the other thing, they are 6-3.
Right.
I don't think it's certainly not a bad thing. I think you could flip a coin and take whichever way it goes.
And I think since they've already played Houston, the trip to Memphis isn't as daunting if you want to buy into that. Like I think Dennis did a little bit. It's like, be careful with Memphis. They're tall and long. Well, they got an eye full of Houston the other night and kind of went toe-to-toe with them on the boards.
Yeah, Memphis is one of those, and I don't think surprisingly, Memphis is one of those teams that if you catch them on a good night, they can make you look bad.
But there's nights where they can't get out of the 50s either.
Yeah, they can't get out of their own way. And actually, let's see, I've seen Houston, I guess, three times this year. I've seen Memphis, I think I've only seen Memphis twice. And I've seen them look really good. But I saw them look very average, too, in a game.
Tulsa ground them in the dust about the last four minutes. Made them look like they didn't know what they were doing. And that's a credit to Frank Haith. And I know when shots are going in, you look really smart and the team looks really sharp. But, hey, they made shots and Memphis couldn't down the stretch of that game.
And I don't want to overly simplify this, but I'll offer it up anyway. When you get Memphis into a situation where they've got to run stuff, they're not as generally as effective as they are when they're out in free space. They got a lot of thoroughbreds, and they can get out and go, and they can defend, and they can create offense off of their defense. But when you ask them to, all right, or force them into, what are you going to do in the half court? How disciplined are you going to be? And that's oversimplifying it a little bit, but that's what I see from them.
Not in their case, I don't think it is. And they are only different from Houston in that respect because Houston has Quentin Grimes and Dejan Giroux, guys that when they need a play, they don't necessarily run a play. They give it to those guys, get out of the way, and get ready for the miss. And they're good at it. They're really good at doing that. Memphis, man, and we may eat our words 7 days from now, but we've also, you know, told you that, when things are clicking with them, they can make you look like you're not ready. But
yes,
they run hot and cold, boy. And I think that's where the comparison with Houston stops, is that Houston has a bad game, that rebounding don't stop, and the tenaciousness doesn't stop. About a 5 or 6 minute spell for Memphis might be all you need to beat them. If they play with their hair on fire and lose their minds and start turning it over and jacking up wild shots. But anyway, and I'm sure, you know, with the way things are now with Wichita State having a full complement of players, you got, even if the players wouldn't like to admit it, coaches love this. They got a week's worth of just practice time where you can work on all kinds of stuff and heal up.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, not if you're a coach, there's not. Nothing
nope,
at all.
Nothing wrong with that. I agree. All
right. So we shall see. And also, like I said, this weekend, I think it's Sunday, but I'm not sure. Tulsa plays Memphis.
So it is Sunday.
Sunday? Okay. I thought I heard the
And
the
it's
Tulsa
in Tulsa.
Radio. Yeah, so, it is in Tulsa. The Tulsa radio guy.
Remember, Tulsa beat them in Memphis. So that's a return trip. I'll bet you Tulsa wins that game.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they do. Nope. They couldn't have played much worse against Wichita State.
No.
I mean, that was a butt-kicking virtually from the start. All right. The Chiefs and Browns will play, I believe, for the first time ever in the playoffs. They'll play Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Good friend of the program, dating back to his OU days, Jake Trotter from ESPN.com now covers the Browns. He'll join us to talk Browns and Chiefs when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.